How did this affect on your music?
It's about creation. It's about spontaneity. It's about...
Like, what was I listening to?
Now and then I think of all the times you screwed me over. Like,
got two songs for you.
All right now, fellas, just wanna have fun.
We were thinking about covering
Like a Virgin on Triple J.
Friday morning, it's Like a Virgin time, as that introduction indicated. And I'm very excited about these guys. They recently won big at the Quimmers. That's the phrase we're trying to get to catch on, but it's not really working. The Queensland Music Awards. The second record, Rookie, is out. They're playing in Sydney tonight. Tassie this weekend. It's Trouble with Templeton. Good morning, Thomas, Betty, Hugh, Sam and Richie. Welcome.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us just after your second album, Rookie, was released. The first one, independent released. Put out about yourself, Thomas. How's it going from one piece to five piece? 500% Trouble with Templeton.
Yeah, it's 500% better than it was in the first place. No, it's good. You know, it was a very natural progression, and all these guys are some of my best friends, so... it's nice to always be with them and play together all the time. It's great.
All right, okay. Let's settle down.
Straight up to the mushy.
Has that affected your writing as well?
Yeah, I think it is. Only in the sense that, like, I find myself leaving a lot more space for these guys to do what they do.
Yeah.
You know? When you're like an acoustic guy, there's a tendency to just fill everything out and just go a bit crazy, you know, because you haven't got a drummer and you haven't got all that sort of stuff. So, yeah, I just leave a lot more space for them to be able to be as good as they are.
To jam, man.
Yeah.
Jam in the gaps.
To fill out the sound.
Is there any particular fruits that have come from that jam session on Rookie that you can point out?
In particular fruits? Whimpering Child, I guess, was the biggest one. You know, the first track of the record, that was really born out of a big jam in a way that we've never really written before. There are a few problems with what I brought in the first place, and we sort of jammed it in the studio and stuff, and it eventually ended up being... what it is now.
A delicious jam indeed. If you go to the Home and Hosed website, Thomas very kindly took us through track by track on this record, Rookie 2, so you can look through all of them. Track on there called Lint.
Yes.
Now,
there is.
Up there with Angus Stone's Wooden Chair as one of the more sort of, simple.
Is that a challenge? Do you name a song something really, really boring and go, right, I'm going to make this interesting?
I think it's because the word Lint is in it, and really it's just like sometimes it'll catch on and then you just can't change it. It's like, that song, I could have named it something else, but like we've done that once before, but we always referred to the song as the original word that it was. So it's just like, just cut to the chase and call it Lint.
You know, it's just Lint. I think you have crowd members coming to gigs chanting, Lint, Lint, play Lint.
Yeah.
Woo!
Not yet. We hope people will do that.
They will, I'm sure.
Well, we get a lot of requests for the song you're going to play for us here. Really great tune called You Are New. Going with a bit of a thing, because I know Bleeders on your first album, a bit of a chat about you knew don't recognise anyone anymore. Is this something about people changing their personality at all? A bit of a theme that's going through the Trouble with Templeton's music at all, Thomas?
I guess. I mean, I haven't really thought about it until right now. So that's very interesting that you bring that up. I'm discovering things about myself here. Yeah, I guess so. This song is sort of about that, more specifically, like seeing a friend of yours. Well, I guess that's Bleeders as well. Jesus. I got to get some original content.
But, some new gear. Yeah. I like this song because it's in waltz timing. We don't play enough waltzes.
Yes, no. Yeah, we thought we'd bring back the waltz as much as we can.
Bloody oath.
Do you mind if Tom and I waltz while you're doing it?
We encourage the
Please
waltz.
Do.
I mind if we do that. So I'm going to sit back and enjoy some live music for you. Trouble with Templeton on your radio this morning on Triple J. This is You Are New. When you're ready, guys.
Face before punched in school. I guess that's what those scars were for. Such a fool. You thought those words were yours, quite askew. And so arranged were well ashore. Not a clue, not a clue, just a question in her. Not a ruse, not a ruse, just a love.
seen that face before, punched in school. I guess it's what those scars were for, such a fool. You thought those words were yours, quite a skew. And so the range were well assured. Not a clue, not a clue, just a question in a, not a ruse, not a ruse, just a lovable affair. But who cares? Something happened, something happened to you, my dear, my love, my only fool. Something happened, something happened to you, my dear, my love, we're arms
music
and curtsy.
A wonderful waltz there. Hopefully you waltz no matter where you are. That is Trouble with Templeton playing the original tune You Are New from their new record Rookie, which we just got very recently. Again, check out the Home and Hose blog for a track-by-track analysis as Thomas takes you through all the tunes on this new record.
Great chimes at the start as well, guys.
Beautiful chimes.
Whose idea was it to add the chimes?
Richie
adds the charm and the chimes.
Richie on the drums. It's sort of like... What is that? That's a giant clump of something, of chains and chimes and rattling them all together. It's all being filmed, so you'll be able to check out the video. Oh, it's beautiful.
It's nice, isn't it?
It's lovely.
Excellent. Will the chimes be making it onto the Trouble with Templeton's cover this morning for Like a Version?
Chimey cover? Yay?
No, the chimes won't be in there.
No chimes. Okay. But a clue. What can we expect after 8 o'clock this morning, Thomas?
Our little clue is you've got mail.
Okay.
Wow.
I'm thinking Tom Hanks. I'm thinking
it's
Meg Ryan. Ryan.
Meg Ryan's hit.
Okay, Meg Ryan's big hit. Stick around for that. Trouble with Templeton. Continue Like a Version on Triple J Breakfast. It's time for the news.
How did this affect on your music?
It's about creation. It's about spontaneity. It's about...
Like a Version!
What was I listening to?
Now and then I think of all the times you screwed me over.
Like a Version!
Got two songs for you.
Alright now, fella, just wanna have fun.
We were thinking about covering
Like a Version on Triple J.
And this morning we're very lucky to have in the studio the Trouble with Templeton from Queensland, Brisbane to be precise. Tom, Betty, Sam, Richie and Hugh all hanging out today.
Good morning again, guys. Thanks for being here.
Hello, thank you for having us.
Sorry if you've run through this a number of times, but the name, great name for a band, Trouble with Templeton.
Thank you.
Comes from a sci-fi TV show?
It does. It comes from a show called The Twilight Zone.
Love The Twilight
Zone. From the 60s.
Yeah.
Yeah, the original series.
And when I first got a copy of your album, I thought that the band was Bleeders and the album title was The Trouble with Templeton.
One of the many risks of making the album title quite bold, and which we've done again.
Rookie. Rookie's like a cool band name too.
Yeah.
What was it about that episode of The Twilight Zone that really connected with you?
It was more the name, to be honest.
Oh, yeah?
But it's very handy that the episode is also very good and that it's like, it's sort of like a whimsical episode and it sort of has like a lot of themes of like, you know, nostalgia and whimsy and stuff, and that's sort of what I felt the first record evoked. So
yeah,
that's just the excuse I give for choosing it. That's not necessarily the reason.
Well, your video clips for The Trouble with Templeton sort of dip into the realm of the mystical and a bit weird. Is that coming along with the name? Is that something you're interested in?
Maybe it's just, yeah, maybe I just, that's just a part of my personality and it just spills out
magic.
Wherever it possibly can, yeah.
It's all magic, man.
Yeah, I actually used to do magic when I was a kid.
Oh, did you
really?
Totally, and when I say kid, I totally mean teenager. I definitely mean, yeah. But like cool magic, like not... Yeah.
Ah, the cool magic
it was
category.
Cool. It was like Darren Brown, you know Darren Brown?
Okay, yeah, I know Darren
that's
Brown,
sort of
yes.
Like mine, cool stuff.
That's with your mind.
Right.
It was nothing like Chris Angel.
Okay.
Betty, have you seen any magic tricks from Tom at all?
I have seen many. There's some crazy ones. They're good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What can you do?
You know, just like cool stuff with cards and stuff.
What was the one where you eat the card and then you like...
Yeah.
It's one where you eat the card.
Someone picks a card and then I can't find that card and then it comes out of my mouth, which is a ridiculous thing to explain.
Yeah.
But much better to see and witness.
That sounds magical.
It is, indeed.
Well, at least you've got something to fall back on if music doesn't work
out. Yeah, exactly. An even harder profession.
But music is going great for you guys. Recently signed to Communion. Can you tell us about your relationship with Mumford & Sons and those guys?
Yeah, I mean, Communion, they're just... They're a label that we hugely respect, and everyone, the whole team there are just super lovely, and they love music and they seem very passionate about us, which is super lovely.
Handy. So this is Ben from Mumford & Sons. Loves you guys.
Yeah.
How did you get the call? How did you find out? What was that like?
I don't know. I mean, I didn't get the call personally.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know how it got hooked up. I think they came to one of our shows or something like that, and well, you know, these things just happen. You never know where they come from. It's like you meet so many different people.
You did
so
a magic trick on it.
That's what sold him. I made a card come out of my mouth and he thought, this is a band I need to sign.
Your business card. Come out of here.
Yeah. TTWT. Lead singer-songwriter.
Awesome. All right, well, let's do this cover. I'm excited for this. Great clue, Alex Dyson. You've got mail.
You've got mail. I'm thinking Meg Ryan, but then that got me. It's not going to work. Got me onto City of Angels. So I was hoping for Iris by the Goo Goo Dolls. Which would have been great. But also looking up the soundtrack as well. Cranberry's Dreams was on there.
Oh.
Signed, Sealed, Delivered, I'm Yours by Stevie Wonder.
Yeah,
which is but it's none of those. What are you going to be covering this morning?
We are playing The District Sleeps Alone Tonight by the Postal Service.
The Postal
which
Service.
Which is indeed where the clue is from.
Delivering mail.
Delivering mail. Right. Yeah, so. Now, I knew the song and I thought the clue was You've Got Mail with Meg Ryan and she was in Sleepless in Seattle and that's in America.
And they're from Seattle.
So is... Are they from Seattle?
Well, Ben Gibbard's from
Seattle. Ben Gibbard's from Seattle. Yeah, I meant that one.
Yeah, sorry.
But you just meant Postal Service, which is much more direct and good on you, Thomas.
You.
Great work. I love this song. There's that heartbreaking bit in it where he says, now I'm finally seeing why I was the one worth leaving.
Yeah.
He wrote it after his girlfriend moved to DC, and I guess that was sort of pretty much the end of the... they tried to make it work in that long-distance way. Can you relate to that at all, or why did the song speak to you, and why did you want to cover it today?
Death Cab for Cutie is one of my favourite bands ever in relation. Obviously, Postal Service is a huge band for me, and we had a little list, and it seemed like the thing that we could do the most with.
Yeah.
And being electronic and stuff, there was a lot of room for us to add our own sort of like dynamics and things like that, and we were just really excited to do it, and Ben Gibbard... You can't go past Ben Gibbard.
It was so sad when he broke up with Zooey Deschanel.
Yeah, it was sad. It was, and then he had like a beard, but his beard was really cool. So it was like a positive from a negative.
So Zooey didn't get half of the beard at all?
Zooey didn't get half the beard. No, that was the
sweet
deal. All right, this is exciting. Live music on your radio, Trouble with Templeton, covering the Postal Service, The District Sleeps Alone Tonight. Take it away, guys, when you're ready.
Sweaty and I'm barely listening. Last evening, I'm staring at the asphalt wondering what's buried underneath. With big block letters adhered to my chest, tells your new friend I am a visitor here. I am not permanent. Only thing keeping me dry.
tonight.
That is The Trouble with Templeton covering the postal services. The district sleeps alone tonight. Incredible stuff, guys. Cheers.
Oh, lovely pose at the end there, too. Once you check out the video at triplej.net.au on the Tom and Alex page, you'll see a beautiful finish. Great. Really landed that. Well done, everyone.
And present.
These guys play tonight at Good God in Sydney. They're heading to the Republic Bar in Hobart tomorrow night. The Spotted Cow in Toowoomba on the 29th of August. The Zoo in Brisbane in the hometown on the 30th and 31st, finishing up at the Brewery in Byron Bay. And if that is not enough Trouble with Templeton for you, if you tune into Triple J Unearthed, our digital radio station, over the next little while, you'll hear these guys running through a bunch of their favourite tracks from Unearthed, some of their particular picks. Anyone in particular you want to give it a shout-out to at all, Thomas or Betty, off the top of your head?
Tim Carroll, Holy Holy.
Yeah.
They were our first choice. Beautiful people and beautiful music.
Perfect.
What else can you know? What else can you?
Can they do it's magic
good,
tricks?
It's a good ad. They can't.
Screw them.
Yeah.
They'll never make it in this biz. Yeah.
Thanks so much for coming in, guys. We really appreciate you dropping by for Like a Version, and we'll see you again soon.
Thank you so much.
This was a Triple J live music podcast. Hit up the Triple J live music website for more sets, photos, and videos.
Triple J. Woo!